Is it done yet? Is it done yet?
Your meatloaf will be ready in 8 seconds, Homer.
No! Oh, isn't there anything faster than a microwave? 4, 3, 2, 1. Bing! We have meatloaf!
Get it while it's unbelievably hot, kids!
Yum. I've got a dried-out end piece with your name on it, Lisa.
Thursday, meatloaf night. As it was, is now, and ever shall be.
What are you getting at?
Well, you're always trying to teach me to be open-minded, try new things, live life to...
What are you talking about? Nobody's trying to teach you that. Shut up, boy.
Well, maybe Lisa's right. Tomorrow night, it might be nice to go out for dinner.
Tomorrow night? Friday? Pork chop night? Marge! We haven't missed pork chop night since the Great Pig Scare in 87.
Friday night, pork chops. From cradle to grave, etched in stone in God's library.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Anywhere but hamburgers, pizza, or fried chicken.
Fine! We'll go to Mars.
There's that new sushi restaurant on Elm Street.
Sushi? Hey, maybe this is just one of those things you hear on the playground, but isn't that raw fish?
As usual, the playground has the facts right, but missed the point entirely. Sushi is considered quite a delicacy.
Please, Homer, can't we try it?
No!
Please, Dad, this argument humiliates us both.
If I said no the first time, what makes you think I'm going to say yes the second time?
Nothing, but you may say yes the 99th time.
No, try me.
Please, Dad.
No.
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 Please, Dad.
No, okay.
Yes, Oliver!
Ah! Please, do not be alarmed. Our chefs are just saying hello.
Oh, okay. Hello!
This is our karaoke bar. Now it is empty, but soon it will be hopping with drunken Japanese businessmen.
I am Akira, your waiter. May I take your order?
What would you recommend for a family that's not sure they should be here?
The sushi supplies, a little bit of everything. It is very non-threatening.
Well, I'll have one of those.
Make it two.
Akira, my good man. I'd like 2 sharks, an octopus, and an eel.
Very good.
Do you have any giant squid, the kind that drags men to their death?
Not today. Sir?
Yeah, so hard to choose. It all looks so terrible. Just bring me one of these, and one of these, and one of those.
Hey! Oh! Oh!
What do you think, Master?
Oh, no! Toshiro, squid looks like it's been hacked by a blind woodsman. Hang your head in shame.
Good thing I'm open-minded. Not bad. Interesting. Try this little pink one here. Very good. Another one. Oh, boy! This fish is delicious!
Hi. My name is Richie Sakai. I'm an anesthesiologist. And I'd like to dedicate this next song to my wife, Patty.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Mama used to dance for the money they throw. Papa would do whatever he could.
And two of these things.
Two uni.
And I don't believe I've tried the flying fish roll.
I recommend it with a roll quail egg on top.
Dear the doctor.
Who's the Black Friday gift that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Shaq!
You're damn right. Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Shaq!
Right on.
There's gotta be something I haven't tried, huh? Hey! Hey, what's this? Fugu!
It is blowfish, sir. But I should warn you that one...
Come on, pal. Fugo me!
They say this cat Shaft's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
But I'm talking about Shaft.
Then I can dig it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.
Oh, she's here.
Cover for me.
One Fugu.
Not Fugu. If it is cut improperly, it's...
Yes, it is poisonous, potentially fatal. But if sliced properly, it can be quite tasty.
I must get the master.
Oh, Miss Crabapple. Oh, your hair smells so clean.
Master, you are needed in the kitchen.
I said cover for me, darn it!
But Master, we need your skilled hands.
My skilled hands are busy. You do it!
Poison, tasty fish. Concentrate.
I want Fugu! Fan Fugu tastic.
Oh no! 毒魚を食べさせちゃって何してんだ
待てな。
バカ野郎、何してんだ
Beautiful language, isn't it, Mark?
God's sake, don't eat another bite!
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
Mr. Simpson-san, I shall be blunt. We have reason to believe you have eaten poison.
Poison? What should I do? What should I do? Tell me quick!
Oh, no need to panic. There's a map to the hospital on the back of the menu.
Try something new, Homer. What'll it hurt you, Homer? I never heard of a poison pork chop.
Your wife agreed that I should break this to you.
No need, Doc. I can read Marge like a book. It's good news, isn't it?
No, Mr. Simpson.
No.
If, in fact, you've consumed the venom of the blowfish, and from what the chef has told me, it's quite probable, you have 24 hours to live.
24 hours?
Well, 22. I'm sorry I kept you waiting so long.
Oh, Mark, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
Well, if there's one consolation, it's that you'll feel no pain at all until sometime tomorrow evening when your heart suddenly explodes. Now, a little death anxiety is normal. You can expect to go through 5 stages. The first is denial.
No way, because I'm not dying.
Second is anger.
Why, you little...
After that comes fear.
What's after fear?
Bargaining.
Doc, you gotta get me out of this. I'll make it worth your while.
Finally, acceptance.
Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Mr. Simpson, your progress astounds me. I should leave you two alone. Perhaps this pamphlet will be helpful.
So you're going to die. Hello, Marge. Hello. I'm the one who's dying, not you.
No. I'm sorry, Homer. Have you thought about what you want to tell the kids?
Nothing. It'll just upset them. I want my last hours of family life to be happy ones.
Well, have you decided what you want to do tomorrow?
Almost.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Oh.
I'm not done yet, Marge. What's that word you use for when you and I,
when we're intimate?
Be intimate with Marge.
Can I just make one suggestion? Can we get up early and watch the sunrise together?
Watch the sunrise. Till 6 a.m., my dearest darling, and my last day on Earth. Oh, that's just great. Bart, why did you let me sleep so late?
You look so peaceful lying there.
There'll be plenty of time for that. I got tons of important stuff to do. Bart! Have man to man with Bart. Come here, boy.
Oh, man.
No! I just want to have a heart-to-heart talk.
Oh.
You know, Bart, after me, you're the man around the house. And that means you're going to have to help out.
Come on. I do plenty around here. Lisa never lifts a finger. Why don't you go yell at her?
Shut up! Bart! This is good stuff. I want to share something with you. The three little sentences that will get you through life. Number one, cover for me. Number two, oh, good idea, boss. Number three, it was like that when I got here.
Hey, this is good stuff.
Told you. Now, come on, you're going to learn how to shave. And finally, the little spot under your nose. Next, we take some toilet paper, tear off some teensy little squares, and stick one there, and there, and any place you're bleeding, there, and there. Don't worry, the blood will hold it right on your face. And now, some aftershave. And that's how we shave. Why, you little...
It was like that when I got here.
Oh, that's my boy. Listen to Lisa play her sax.
Hi, Dad. Want me to cut out this infernal racket?
Oh, let me hear you play.
Why?
Does your father have to explain? Let's just share your gift, okay? Huh? Yeah, that's more like it. Ho ho, woo! Oh, I want to be in that rumba and the saints go over there. Oh, over there! Make videotape for Maggie.
Simpson, what a pleasant surprise. We were just pulling taffy.
Gee, the fun never stops at the Flanders house, does it?
No siree, Bob.
Hey, Flanders, could I borrow your camcorder?
Oh, Pidoko. Hey, why don't you and your family come over for a barbecue tomorrow?
No, thanks.
Oh, are you sure? We got that new propane beauty just sitting in the backyard.
No, I don't want
it. Oh, it's crying out to cook up some good eating.
Flanders, I said I didn't. Tomorrow? Sure, what the hey? I'd love to come to your barbecue. I'll even bring the thickest, juiciest T-bones you ever seen.
Mm-mm, sounds terrific.
Joke's on him, I'll be dead by then.
I'm trying to get him. Is that it?
This is a videotape for my daughter, Maggie. Hi, Maggie. I'm speaking to you from beyond the grave. Woo! Hope that didn't scare you. Well, Maggie, you're grown up now, and unless you taped over this, you're probably wondering what kind of man your father was. He was a simple man, a kind man, a gentle man who loved his children and... Oh! Hello! Yeah, he's here. Who is this? Bart's friend, Milhouse. Bart, get your butt down here! Dad?
Huh? Oh, it's you. What do you want?
Dad, we've never been too close, have we?
Not to my knowledge.
Never went fishing or played catch or even hugged each other.
We never danced a hoochie-coo either. What's your point?
I just want you to know that I love you, Dad.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, son, I love you too.
Hey, how about a hug, Dad?
Sonny boy!
Papa!
Junior!
My old man. Well... I gotta go.
Oh, son, no! We got a lot of catching up to do. What do you say? We go fishing.
Gee, Dad, if I wasn't on such a tight schedule, well, I... Oh, let's get some worms.
Ooh!
Hey. Well, no time for that. Oh, I really wanted to do that one. Gee, Dad, way to hog my last moments.
Just a quick game of hacky sack. I love you, son.
Yeah. Gee, the old guy's a little love starved. Get moving, you hunk of junk. I gotta make up for lost time. I'm sorry, officer. I know I was going too fast. Just give me a ticket.
I beg your pardon?
Just give me a ticket.
Whoa, well, that sounded like an order.
I pay my taxes and they pay your salary. So when I say give me a ticket, just give me a ticket.
Uh-huh. Maybe we don't want to give you a ticket.
Maybe we want to haul your butt in, wise guy.
Hey, look what else your tax dollars pay for, huh?
That's sort of nice. What are you in for?
Atmosphere.
Okay, Flash. You get one phone call.
Wait, I can't call Marge. It's our last day on Earth together. I can't drag her into this mess. I know. I'll call Barney.
Nobody's here.
Damn those novelty telephone answering machine tapes. Thanks a lot, Barney. I just wasted my phone call on your stupid...
I'm home. Hi, Homer.
You gotta help me, Barney. I'm in jail.
You are? Hey, Homer, go to the window. Hi, neighbor. I can see you.
Just get over here and bring $50 for bail.
$50? What'd you do, kill a judge? Where am I gonna get $50? Pizza!
Why are we all dressed up?
Because sometimes it's fun to dress up for dinner.
Why are we using the good china?
Because sometimes it's fun to use the good china.
What's with the candles?
Sometimes it's fun to use candles.
Why are we waiting for Dad?
Because we love your father and enjoy his company.
Why are we really waiting for Dad?
$48.70. You know, we don't usually take rusty money.
You're dying and you weren't even going to stop at Moe's for a last beer with your buddies?
Oh. Hey, Barney, look. It was on my list along with a lot of other things I didn't get to do today. Hey, my boss!
Smithers, check out the luscious pear on that redhead. That's it, baby. Work those ankles.
Ring-a-ding-ding, sir.
Hey, Bert! Eat my shorts!
Who the Sam Hill was that?
Why, it's Homer Simpson, sir. One of the schmoes from Sector 7G.
Simpson, eh? I want him in my office at 9 o'clock Monday morning. We'll see who eats whose shorts.
Wow, of all the luck, I think I almost died without telling the boss to eat my shorts.
Oh, Homer, come on. You got time for one last beer? Please!
I gotta call Marge.
Hello, Moe's Tavern, birthplace of the Rob Roy.
Is Seymour there? Last name, Butts.
Just a sec. Hey, is there a Butts here? Seymour Butts? Hey, everybody, I want to see more Butts! Oh, wait a minute. Listen, you little scum-sucking pus bucket. When I get my hands on you, I'm going to pull out your eyeballs with a corkscrew.
Oh, it was busy. Mo, another last beer, please. Guys, keep it down. I got some last words. I never told you this before, but sometimes when I'm at work, I think of you and smile. So often I think that... Oh, words won't do it. I love you, Mo.
Please, not in public.
You better be dying. I love you, Barney.
Whoa, how European.
Come on, Barney. I gotta get home. Faster, Barney. Faster.
I'm twirling as fast as I can.
Well, I can't wait any longer. Hold on, Marge. I'm coming home, baby.
Where can he be?
Marge! Marge!
Homer!
Hey, don't have to explain. Love you, love you, love you.
I wrote a poem for you this afternoon, Homer. It's called To a Husband.
Okay.
The blackened clouds are forming.
Oh, give me a break, Marge.
Soon the rain will fall. My dear one is departing, but first please heed this call, that always will I love you, my one, my love, my all.
That was beautiful. Goodbye, Maggie.
Stay as sweet as you are. Goodbye, Lisa. I know you'll make me proud. Goodbye, Bart. I like your sheets. It's a good book. On tape? Ooh, it's read by Larry King.
Hi, I'm Larry King. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without Zayr, begat Phinehas. Phinehas begat Abushua. And Abushua begat Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz begat... Yet Amariah onward. Amariah begats Ahitub. Ahitub begat... Shalom begat Hilkiah.
And he shall turn
the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Well, that's it. My old friend Duke Zeeva standing by. We'll get some coffee. We'll get some matzo ball soup. I love the San Antonio Spurs, by the way. If you're betting in the NBA this year, I think they're going to win it all. So I guess there's nothing more to say but...
Talking about.
You're alive!
I'm alive! I'm alive! And I couldn't be happier! From this day forward, I vow to live life to its fullest!
That was Pontiac, Michigan.
Oh, 38 pins going into the 8th.
That's right. Yeah. Well, he's stepping up now, and if he needs to get at least a spare,